As you have noticed, we did not sing the Gloria today or this Advent season because it will be reserved on the Christmas Eve when we bring Jesus and the birth of Jesus. And we still have the Alleluia. Unlike Lent, we don't have Alleluia. Also, it's also reserved for the Easter. We are beginning today the Advent season, a season of preparing ourselves to welcome Jesus, who is the light of the world. The Son of God is surely coming. He is the reason for the season, as the saying goes. This season is not about material gifts that we receive, nor about big parties to celebrate, or about Black Friday deals. It's already fast. It is about Jesus coming into our world, our families, and into our hearts. There was a story of that old poor man in the olden time. So there was somebody applying to become a logger. Those who are cutting the trees. So he let him do the cutting of the trees, and so he passed. He said, "Okay, you're hired. Come back on Monday." And so he worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The poor man said, "This is your last day. Come today on Thursday. Come to my office, and we will give you your salary." And then he said, "Do you not work up to Friday? Why Thursday?" He said, "Because this is your last day. You are lagging behind with other who are cutting the trees." So he also asked him. He also asked why, and so he asked, "Did you sharpen your axe?" He said, "No, I was so busy. I was always working every day. I even go ahead in the morning and then sometimes leave behind in the evening." But still, he was lagging behind because he did not sharpen his axe. So for us also, this season of Advent is about sharpening our axe or in increasing our prayer life. And then reception of the sacraments, especially confession and Holy Communion, and of course, that will help us to be more charitable, acts of charity. So this is the best way of preparing the coming of the Lord, to increase our prayer life, to receive the sacraments necessary for our salvations, and then to do acts of charity. So how do we prepare for his coming? We can also learn from our first reading. "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths, and walk in the light of the Lord." So every time you come to Mass, this is like we are going up to the mountain of Jerusalem. The Holy Catholic Church represents this heavenly Jerusalem, or this house of the Lord that we are entering into, so that we will be fed by Jesus, his body and blood, and also by his word to guide our path in our daily life. From the second reading, St. Paul instructs us to throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, to live in the daylight, and not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, and not in revelry or jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and put off the desires of the flesh. So this is the second part. After prayer, we improve also our relationship with God by avoiding sins. And if we commit sin, by confessing them, so that we are forgiven and be successful or be faithful to the Lord by avoiding those sin, especially a sin of the flesh. In our gospel, Jesus is warning us, saying, "You also must be prepared. Stay awake, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Jesus compares his coming in the days of Noah, when the flood destroyed the earth because of the sinfulness of humanity. Those who listened to the Lord's servant were saved. Those who ignored the Lord's warning perished. For those who ignored the Lord and his commandments, his coming is a fearful one. But for those who love God and follow his commandments, his coming is a joyful one. It is good news, like a grandchild coming into a family. Jesus comes to us in the ordinary daily events of life, as described in marrying and giving in marriage, in working in the field and in preparing food to eat. One is taken, one is left behind. Why? Because some people are living in the light of the Lord, while others are still in the darkness of the flesh. Others are living in sin and in total disobedience to God's law. And others are living in the Spirit, striving daily to obey God's law. Jesus is encouraging us to enter Him, to encounter Him more deeply into our hearts and have a deeper conversion in the life of our faith, and live our faith in the daily events of our lives. We have to live our faith consistently and constantly, and then we will not miss Jesus whenever He visits us in the ordinariness of our lives. As the Catechism says in paragraph 845, the ark is symbolic of the church, our refuge and our salvation. The Holy Mother Church is prefigured by the house of the Lord, mentioned in both First and the Psalm. The Psalm says, "We will go up to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." And this is a challenge to each one of us. You can ask yourself, were you rejoicing coming here to the church tonight or every time on every Sunday when you come? So it can be one of our reflections for this Advent, and hopefully you will truly be coming rejoicing to the house of the Lord, because Jesus came to meet us here and even to dwell and to reign in our hearts as our King, Lord, and Savior. As we receive Him today in the ordinariness of bread and wine, we may allow Him to change our hearts and help us to love the way He loves. Let us put on Christ and be light for others as we walk in the light of God. May the vigilant Mother of God, the star of evangelization, Blessed Virgin Mary, intercede for us all. Amen.